Restoring My Soul, Monday the 26th of January, a new conversation. Godly sorrow leads to repentance and to the expression of faith obedience that belongs to the household of Abraham, in whom all the families of the earth are blessed. It is this repentance and faith that a man presents to his wife and family, and that a wife presents to her husband and family, as a foundational expression of fellowship in the travail of prayer. That is, repentance and faith are the basis of the conversation and conduct of prayer by the Spirit in a worthy house. This reformed conversation and conduct will involve a man submitting himself to the Lordship of Christ through obedience to the Word of God that proceeds from the fellowship of the presbytery and through establishing offering as the cultural basis of his life and household. It will involve a woman submitting to her husband in the fear of the Lord and professing godliness with good works without presuming to instruct her husband on the form of conduct she believes he must demonstrate to ensure the viability and security of their home. Families that fail to respond to the Word in this manner inevitably become a fortress wherein the Word has little or no effect. The Holy Spirit is urging men and women to apply themselves to the cultural reformation of their marriages and households. This reformation belongs to and is necessary for sanctified prayer. The Spirit is pressing us in this manner so that we will be counted worthy to escape the judgment of God that will come upon the whole earth in the time of the end. With this in mind, we note that having nominated the signs that signal the time of the end, Jesus said to his disciples, "Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." The references used in today's devotions are 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10, Genesis chapter 28 verse 14, and Luke chapter 21 verse 36. For further study, Malachi chapter 3.